landfill. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the body of 62-year-old Paul Vigil of Topeka discovered by employees Monday morning inside a building at Rolling Meadows Landfill. Police did not disclose the cause of death. A police spokeswoman said the death did not occur at the landfill but did not elaborate. The landfill is located outside of Topeka. And Kansas weather forecasters saying we've got one more nice day today before precipitation moves into the state late tomorrow. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Two bank robbery suspects in custody after leading police on a chase through parts of the Kansas City area that reached up to 110 miles per hour. The Kansas City Star reports the suspects robbed the First Federal Bank in Independence, Missouri yesterday morning and then fled with an undisclosed amount of money. Police spotted the suspects, black SUV, and a chase began along Interstate 435 through Kansas City, Missouri, and into Kansas, where at one point the SUV reportedly reached speeds of about 110 miles per hour. The suspects abandoned the SUV and ran into a neighborhood before Overland Park police arrested them. Kansas legislators taking steps to allow college athletes to hire agents and sign endorsement deals. Many fear that if they don't act, then out-of-state rivals will leave the state's most storied university athletics programs in the dust by attracting the best recruits. Authorities at K-State and the University of Kansas are backing the measure. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Thursday. Officials say five more people have tested positive for the coronavirus in Douglas County, Nebraska, bringing the state's total to 10. The Douglas County Health Department said last night that all five were close family members of an infected woman in Douglas County. The woman is in her 40s and recently traveled to California and Nevada. Nebraska moved a step closer to creating a new state commission focused on African American affairs, similar to existing groups that represent Latino Americans and Native Americans. The measure won first round approval in the legislature yesterday on a 32-0 vote. State prison officials say an inmate assigned to the Community Corrections Center in Lincoln died at a Lincoln hospital. The official says Bao Nguyen was on a 48-hour furlough to the home of an immediate family member when he went to the hospital. He died early Monday. Nguyen's cause of death is being investigated. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyEckFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Eck Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. Walk Kansas is a team-based program designed to inspire a healthier life by being more active, making better nutrition choices, and learning positive ways to deal with stress. The 2020 Walk Kansas dates have been set for March 15th through May 12th. Those interested are to contact the Kansas State Research and Extension Washington County Office at 325-2121. Senator Elaine Bowers was a recent guest on the KNDY Public Affairs program and discussed a variety of topics. One of the things she talked about was community development block grants.
The Department of Commerce, their 2020 Community Development Block Grant Program, awarded 39 projects across the state for almost $18 million. And we had 10 cities and counties in our district, including the city of Marysville, which has $600,000 dedicated to a new fire station. So that's good for us in Marshall County.
Senator Bowers is also excited about a bill that they are currently working on.
We have Senate Bill 288, and that's renaming the section of Highway 77 between Blue Rapids and Waterville, the Corporal Allen E. Oatney and SP4 Gene A. Myers Memorial Highway. So that is moving along. It's over on the House side now, so we should be watching for that bill to come up so that we can have a final vote and get it to the governor so we can move on with our project for this summer in Marshall County with the highway and the plans that the local communities and American Legions have.
Another topic she talked about was unclaimed property.
The state of Kansas has over $350 million in unclaimed property. They could be insurance premiums, they could be rebates, all sorts of money sitting there at the state. And we have over 4,000 entries just in our 13 counties. You can go online to search this, and that website is www.kansastreasure.com. And of course, I'm able to help too in my office. If anyone gave us a ring, we could search for you as well.
Senator Bowers will be at Landall Lanes this Saturday in Marysville for a morning coffee.
So come out and ask us questions. We try to make it fun, too, that it's not heavy and boring, that there's a lot of movement around us and a lot of questions we can answer. But sometimes just a headline doesn't tell you the details or the rest of the story, so we're happy to have more or less a conversation that we have.
Senator Bowers encourages area residents to come out. Herman Butch M. Bolkin, age 83, of rural Wymore, passed away Sunday. Funeral service will be held 10 a.m. Friday at Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Visitation will be Thursday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. The family will receive friends from 6 to 8 p.m. Kinsley Mortuary is in charge of the arrangements for Butch Bolkin. Gene Houts, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service will be held at 10:30 a.m. Friday at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Visitation is Thursday, March 12th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Rosary service will be held at 6:30 p.m. Thursday at the church. Kinsley Mortuary is in charge of the arrangements for Gene Houts. Jeannie Long, age 93, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Visitation will be Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Rosary service will be held at 6 p.m. Friday at the church. Kinsley Mortuary is in charge of the arrangements for Jeannie Long. Elaine R. Kanabe, age 91, of Beatrice, formerly of the Odell and Marysville communities, passed away Monday. Funeral service will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday from 10 to 8 with family receiving friends from 6 to 7:30 at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel of Beatrice, who is in charge of the arrangements for Elaine Kanabe.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, Simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Thursday, Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu, baked fish, rice, broccoli, a whole wheat roll, strawberry and bananas. Friday, turkey and Swiss, patiti soup, California blend, whole wheat bread, and fruited jello.
You'll be feeling lucky when you shop at Reflections Hallmark 9 to noon this Saturday. Purchase a reusable spring tote bag for $5.99 and save 20% on everything you can fit inside. Roll the savings dice to earn even more discounts. It's the perfect time to get a head start on your Easter shopping and create a basket they'll love. Gifts for all ages at Reflections. It's more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Looking for your lucky charms? Stop in at Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro Saturday morning for their Lucky Charms Frappe, along with festive cookie and pastry specials. It's also Pie Day, so be sure to grab some delicious homemade pie. Bring in a receipt from any downtown business from that day, and you'll find the pot of gold with 10% off your order at the Empty Cup. Things are shamrocking at South Hill Pottery. Come in on Saturday morning to paint your very own pottery shamrock. Enjoy some shamrock treats while you paint and shop. Sue has new plates and mugs for spring, tons of Black Squirrel merchandise, and a huge assortment of ready-to-paint pottery. Stop in, sit down, and create your own masterpiece with the help of South Hill Pottery.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system moving across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring us some scattered rain showers becoming more isolated as we head into the afternoon. That low will push through. We'll see clear skies for tonight, but then another system moves through, bringing rain showers and snow showers across the central and east central parts of the Midwest tomorrow night, continuing into Friday. Behind the system, we're definitely going to see a little bit cooler temperatures as we head into the weekend. So looking at the forecast across our area, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then clearing skies around 60, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 30s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers in the afternoon, upper 40s around 50. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, rain and snow showers, then snow, low at 33, and Saturday, mostly cloudy with snow likely. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Ultraviolet rays do damage young eyes as well as older ones. Lifetime Vision Center urges anyone who is outside a lot to wear 100% UV protection impact-resistant sunglasses. Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn, providing the best eye care using the latest technology for over 40 years, including sunglasses.
The NBA season on hold. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The NBA announcing last night that the remainder of the season would be suspended until further notice after Jazz center Rudy Gobert tested positive for the coronavirus just ahead of tip-off in Utah's game against the Thunder. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski on SportsCenter last night.
The league is going to use that hiatus to decide their next steps, how they'll go forward. But this is the last night of NBA games for the foreseeable future.
That Jazz Thunder game was then postponed. The Pelicans Kings game in Sacramento was also postponed, but other games were allowed to finish. Jazz players, meanwhile, were quarantined in their locker room for testing, and sources tell ESPN's Brian Windhorst that players from the Celtics, Knicks, Cavaliers, Pistons, and Raptors, all teams that have played Utah in the last 10 days, have been told to self-quarantine. With the rest of the pro basketball season on hold due to the spread of coronavirus, March Madness may be in doubt for the same reason. The NCAA announced that both its men's and women's basketball tournaments will be played without fans. Instead, only limited family members and essential staff will be allowed inside the arenas. Meanwhile, many conference tournaments have also banned fans, including the Big 12, the Big 10, Big East, Pac-12, and ACC, all of which are slated to tip off today. Sources tell ESPN's Jeff Passan that Major League Baseball is preparing for anti-coronavirus contingencies to disrupt early season games. The Mariners are already looking for an alternate site for their first two home series of the year after a ban on large gatherings in Seattle. The NHL is set to provide an update of its plans for coronavirus today. The Blue Jackets have already said they would play without fans following a ban by Ohio's governor on spectators at indoor sporting events. In game action last night, the Avalanche topped the Rangers in overtime.
What about leaving it? Keeps it himself. McCarr still has it. Shot through traffic. He scores!
on KKSE, JT Comfort the Hero. Colorado wins 3-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Taking a look at the Wednesday basketball scores from the state tournament. In the 2A girls tournament in Manhattan, 4-seed Valley Heights beat 5th-seed Wabunsee 51-45. Number 1-seed Spearville defeated 8-seed St. Mary's Colgan 55-41. 2nd-seed Trago Community beat 7th-seed Bennington 45-31. And 3rd-seed Sterling fell to 6th-seed Garden Plain 54-48. In the 1A boys tournament in Dodge City, 6th-seed Frankfort lost to 3rd-seed St. John Hudson 59-38. 2nd-seed Little River defeated 7th-seed St. Francis 65-46. 4th-seed Lebo lost to 5th-seed South Central 41-38. And top-seed Berean Academy was upset by the 8th-seed Stockton 38-33. In 3A boys action at Hutch, 7th-seed Nemaha Central fell to Beloit 51-43. And in 4A girls, 7th-seed Clay Center upset the 2-seed Eudora 47-42.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA says there's progress in the implementation of the U.S.-China Phase 1 Economic and Trade Agreement. Ag Secretary Perdue says China has taken several additional actions to reach its agriculture-related commitments. Those actions include signing of a protocol that allows the importation of fresh California nectarines, as well as lifting a ban on imports of U.S. beef and beef products from animals over 30 months of age. Additionally, China has updated its list of facilities approved for exporting dairy, infant formula, seafood, fish oil, and fish meal. Also, China's new tariff exclusion process went into effect March the 2nd. Importers can now apply for exclusions from the retaliatory tariffs. Purdue says USDA will continue to closely monitor China's implementation of the agreement that was signed back on February 14th. Purdue said the implementation measures are promising steps, showing that China's taking steps to fulfill those purchase commitments. Well, the monthly World Ag Supply and Demand report yesterday offered little change to USDA forecast. The month's 2019-20 U.S. corn supply and use outlook unchanged relative to last month. The season average corn price received by producers lowered 5 cents to $3.80 a bushel based on the observed prices to date. U.S. soybean supply and use projections for 2019-20 mostly unchanged as well. Soybean crush and exports projected 2.1 billion bushels and 1.8 billion bushels respectively. Ending stocks remaining at 425 million bushels, down 484 million from last year's record. The U.S. season average soybean price projected $8.70 a bushel, also down a nickel. And the wheat supply and demand outlook unchanged for 2019-20. The projected season average farm price unchanged at $4.55 a bushel. The report follows Monday's market plunge on coronavirus fears and large cuts to oil, which drug farm commodity prices lower as well. The farm prices and Wall Street mostly regained some of its ground yesterday. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, briefly, let's recap yesterday's number. As corn, beans, and the wheat market were all in the red. Cotton, however, did post a little bit of gains yesterday. The live cattle futures dropped to the limit in the deferred contracts, but will not trade with expanded limits today. Feeder cattle futures also closed at limit loss of the back months, but were down 442 in the March and April contracts. The CME feeder cattle index was down 21 cents to 133.05. Box B prices were mixed in the afternoon update, widening the choice select spread to 1068. Choice boxes were 8 cents higher, while select boxes dropped 222, and hogs were also lower in the red yesterday. Taking a look at this morning's numbers before the opening bell through the overnight round of trading, again trending downwards this morning. The stock market, the Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all set to drop a near 5% of the opening bell. Throughout the grains and the rest of the ag commodities, we're seeing that to follow suit, as March corn right now down 4.25 at 375. Five a bushel. The rest of the complex trending down as well. The wheat complex into the red. In fact, Chicago wheat in near double-digit loss this morning. May KC wheat down 6.5 at 429. And the soybeans down 13.5 at 859 and 3 quarters. The meals down 10 at 295.80. And even soy oil dropped 73 points at 2680. Cotton complex, a triple-digit drop this morning. May's down 114 at 6041. July drops 109 at
6107. The energy market sees a big drop. Unleaded gas is under $1 a gallon at 98 cents. That's down 12. Crude oil drops $2 a barrel at 30.98. May's down 194 at 31.44. Heating oil's down a dime at 114. Natural gas down 8 at 179. Gold's down $2 an ounce at 16.40.30. Right now, March silver's down 15 cents at 16.58. And finally, the dollar index, the only shade of green, up 40 points for the March dollar at 96.90. Sam Speck with your latest market information on the Mid-America Ag Network. Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Eck Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Eck. Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyEckFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Eck Ford today at 316-785-9211.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, and that is agriculture, of course. In the past week, we got some new export numbers, and oh boy, were they underwhelming. More about that after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
Joining me again today is John Payne of Daniels Trading in Chicago. John describes himself as a Sherpa, helping his clients climb that mountain to prosperity. There are any number of storms on that mountain, and one of them is exports. The ag export numbers from this past week were, well, John, they were kind of underwhelming, weren't they?
Yeah, this is the time of the year when we should be moving a lot of corn, and we should be moving a lot of beans on a weekly basis. Like, when I say million metric ton, that's about 360 million bushels. So normally at this time of the year, we're moving like 1.2 million metric tons, 1.5 million metric tons. So you're seeing production move, but the bottom line is, in the very, very short run, we're not seeing it. We're not. I mean, it's so frustrating to come in here every week, and you're just not seeing corn move. We're moving 750,000 metric tons a week. We should be moving 1.5 million metric tons. In the case of beans, we can't even get the 500,000 metric tons. We should be closer to like one. So the USDA is starting to price in some of this demand, and it hasn't really shown up yet. So it's one of those things right now where corn prices are relatively cheap to those who grow it, but they're relatively expensive to those who want to buy it from overseas markets, because there's substitutions available in Brazil and Argentina that are cheaper to grow and cheaper to buy.
And how are those countries doing?
In the very near term, Brazil doesn't have any supply available. Argentina is going to be the main driver of export competition. Brazil is now in like September there right now. So they're going to harvest here in a couple of months for their end of their growing season. And then that competition will force the U.S. to lower their prices to get the same amount of business. Now, normally when we roll into the summer, we don't have a lot of exports to sell, so it's not a big deal. But in this marketing year, it's one of those weird, weird dynamics that, you know, we're just, I don't know if it's political. We just haven't seen the market come to corn. And I don't know, you know, I'm a concerned participant in the corn side. I think long run here, it just, with crude oil down around $50 a barrel and gasoline at 10-year lows, like, we don't really need ethanol. It doesn't serve the same purpose it did when it was invented back in 2007. So we're starving for something to do with corn, and we've basically topped out. So I think the big concern for me in the near term is that exports are going to be weak. We're going to get all of these acres, because really, with bean prices lower, folks will plant corn. They can grow more corn relative than they can on beans. The folks in the South don't want to grow cotton because they're not making money with cotton. So they're going to grow like a milo or a corn. So corn's going to get all these acres. And I mean, I find it very difficult to see us not at 330, 340 come the fall if we have a crop.
Ouch. More from John Payne tomorrow, back after this.
Get on target with the very best Hereford and Angus seed stock at the On Target Bull Sale Saturday, March 21st at 1 o'clock at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Featuring 26 yearling plus 6 18-month-old Hereford bulls and 10 yearling heifers from Spring Hill Herefords, plus 27 Angus bulls and 8 Angus heifers from Alcove Cattle Company. Auction broadcast on DV Auction. To see the catalog and videos, go online to OnTargetBullSale.com. For calving ease, performance, feedlot efficiency, and carcass quality, it's the On Target Bull Sale, Saturday, March 21st, at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Thursday. K-State calls it a win. Cartier Diarra scored 13 points. Mike McGurl added 8. That included 2 free throws to ice the game as number 10 seed Kansas State beat 7th seed TCU 53-49 in the first round of the Big 12. R.J. Nembhard scored 19 points and Desmond Bain added 16 for TCU. Kansas State scored the final 8 points of the game. The Horned Frogs got their first lead with 5 minutes left, then stretched it to 49-45 on a Kevin Samuels free throw and jumper, but didn't score in the final 3 minutes of the game. Play continues today for the Kansas State Wildcats as they'll face the Baylor Bears this evening. 6 o'clock is tip-off time. And the KU Jayhawks are in action today, too. They'll take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That game tips off at 1:30 this afternoon. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, guys. Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Announcements made yesterday that the NCAA and AAC would be played without fans after a recommendation from the NCAA. The remaining games to be played only with essential tournament personnel, limited school administrators, student athletes, guests, broadcast media, and credentialed media members present. The NBA also has suspended its season until further notice.
At the Dallas-Denver game, the final game before the suspension took effect, fans frustrated they'll miss their basketball. But many concessions workers and ushers now sweating their next paycheck. This fan feels for the people behind the scenes.
We got people that work concessions. We got people that work out in the parking lot. We got people that work the front gate. So now they're going to make their extra money that they're making.
The NBA last night became the first major American sports league to suspend play because of the coronavirus pandemic. Again, KU plays at 1:30 today, K-State at 6. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
The Frankfort Wildcat boys basketball season came to an end, tipping off the 1A state tournament Wednesday in Dodge City. Frankfort actually outscored St. John Hudson, the number 3 seed, in the second half, 29-28, but couldn't overcome a 31-9 first half deficit as Frankfort hit just 2 of 22 field goals in the first half. Frankfort scoring was paced by Gavin Cornelius, who had 9 points here at Dominghouse, fouled out early in the fourth quarter with the Sabbath. Cat season comes to an end at 20-7. St. John Hudson advances, led by Tanner Hollick, a 6'7 senior, who was on the bench in foul trouble much of the ballgame. He had 13 points. Reserve Uriah Planero with 11 points off the bench. St. John Hudson advances 23-3 and will face second seed Little River in Friday's semifinal at 4:45. St. John Hudson 59, Frankfort 38, boys final from Dodge City Wednesday. Reporting for KDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
The Valley Heights Lady Mustangs returned to the state tournament for the 12th time in school history and picked up a first-round win over Wabunsee 51-45 Wednesday in Manhattan. Valley Heights led by 13 points headed into the final quarter, holding the Lady Chargers to scoring in single digits in the first through the third, but Wabunsee made it interesting by scoring 23 points in the fourth quarter. The Lady Mustangs were able to hold on down the stretch to win the ballgame. Emma Youngerberg led the way with 17 points. Emma Turber added 12. Kat Turber and Maddie Vermitten each scored 7 for Valley Heights, who improved to 22-2 on the season and will move on to the 2A girls semifinals Friday against top seed Spearville. Valley Heights defeating Wabunsee Wednesday 51-45 in Manhattan. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller. Taking a look at the Wednesday basketball scores from the state tournament. In the 2A girls tournament in Manhattan, 4-seed Valley Heights beat 5th-seed Wabunsee 51-45. Number 1-seed Spearville defeated 8th-seed St. Mary's Colgan 55-41. 2nd-seed Trago Community beat 7th-seed Bennington 45-31. And 3rd-seed Sterling fell to 6th-seed Garden Plain 54-48. In the 1A boys tournament in Dodge City, 6-seed Frankfort lost to 3rd-seed St. John Hudson 59-38. 2nd-seed Little River defeated 7th-seed St. Francis 65-46. 4th-seed Lebo lost to 5th-seed South Central 41-38. And top-seed Berean Academy was upset by the 8th-seed Stockton 38-33. In 3A boys action at Hutch, 7-seed Nemaha Central fell to Beloit 51-43. And in 4A girls, 7-seed Clay Center upset the 2-seed Eudora 47-42.
The constellations of springtime are slowly moving into their customary positions. We will point out the highlights on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to 4 levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 12th, the 72nd day of the year. Singer-songwriter James